KD Country 94 weather.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy? Their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 83 this afternoon under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 61. High temperatures reach up to 93. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Highs around 90 Thursday under sunny skies. 95 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 76.
Hustler Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs. Pickup or semi with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock. Exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids. Transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The top law enforcement officer in Kansas appeared to justify a Marion County search warrant that led to an unprecedented raid on a local newspaper and potentially contributed to the death of the paper's co-owner. Kansas Bureau of Investigation Director Tony Matavy released a statement Sunday following widespread outrage of Friday's raid, in which local law enforcement seized computers, cell phones, and other reporting materials from the Marion County Record Office and publisher Eric Meyer's home. The raid was part of an investigation into alleged identity theft of a restaurant owner who had clashed with the paper. A KBI statement provided to ABC News said that Matavy very strongly believed in free speech and freedom of the press, but he felt the KBI needed to be able to investigate credible allegations. In order to investigate and gather facts, the KBI commonly executes search warrants on police departments, sheriff's offices, and at city, county, and state offices, the statement read. We have investigated those who work at schools, churches, and at all levels of public service. No one is above the law, whether a public official or representative of the media, end of quote. While the Federal Privacy Protection Act protects journalists from searches, the Marion Police Department argued in a Saturday statement that the law doesn't apply when journalists are thought to be involved with criminal activity. The search warrant for the raid, signed by Magistrate Judge Laura Vare, was to look for evidence of identity theft and criminal use of a computer. The alleged victim is Carrie Newell, who owns a restaurant in Marion and was trying to obtain a liquor license. The newspaper received information from a confidential source that Newell had been convicted of drunken driving in 2008 and had been driving without a license. A reporter used the KDOR website to verify that the information was accurate, but the newspaper decided not to publish a story about the information. Meyer said he had notified local police of the situation before the raid. Marion police had coordinated with the KBI earlier in the week to launch the investigation. Though the KBI assigned an agent to the case August 8th that has been assisting since that time, KBI representatives stressed that the KBI agent didn't apply for the search warrants and was not present when the warrants were served. On Saturday, the newspaper reported the death of 98-year-old Joan Meyer, Eric's mother and co-owner of the Marion County Record. Joan Meyer, who lived with Eric, had been at home at the time of the raid. The paper said she was stressed beyond her limits and overwhelmed when she died just a day after the raid. That story posted our website, kdcountry94.com. Have a job opening to tell you about? Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth building opportunity for employee owners. Turn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, 6-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers. Or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes, 6th Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Beloit Elementary Family Fun Night, hosted by the Beloit Elementary School PTO, is this Friday, August 18th, starting at 6:30 in the evening and ending by 8:30. Free meal, fun games, and prizes. Don't forget your towel, as the night will end with a visit from a fire truck. Cocker City Picnic is taking place in Twinathon this Friday and Saturday. Twinathon and live music from 7 to 9, along with a golf cart poker run on Friday. Then Saturday, there is a fun run at 8 a.m., Farmers Market at 8, poker run at 9:30. Cornhole is taking place as well. Cornhole tournament, 11:30 in the park on Saturday. All kinds of games for the kids and families starting at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Food stand at 5. Watermelon stand at 5:30. Parade at 6:30. Pig kissing contest, pucker up at 7:30. Live music in the park. Kill Creek Rising, 8:30, 11:30. And then a golf tournament to close it out on Sunday. Part of the Cocker City Picnic and Twinathon this Friday, Saturday. And then the golf tournament closing it out on Sunday. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And we know he likes to bunt in a situation like this. There it is. He gets it down.
The Royals go from a no-hit bid to having to come back for a walk-off win as they get the victory over the Mariners on Monday night. More on the game coming up in the sportscast. Quick look at local sports. The college football AP rankings are out. And look at some NFL running backs finding new teams. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Local sports area high school and junior high teams beginning their fall sports practices Monday in preparation for the 2023 season. On a great weather day, reports of numbers came in for some area high school football teams on social media. Beloit coach Brad Gober reported 52 out for the Trojans this season, while also in the NCAA, Southeast of Saline has 43, Sacred Heart 35, Minneapolis 37, Republic County 26. High school football will start on September 1st, and the schedules are out for the area teams at ncksports.com. You can find all those, and other fall sports schedules will be posted as the week moves on. Well, that's sort of the beginning of this sportscast. The Royals picked up a 7-6 win over the Mariners in a roller coaster game Monday night. Salvador Perez got the offense started with a 3-run homer in the first. Bobby Witt Jr., an inside the park home run to put the Royals up 4-0 in the fifth. Brady Singer had a 5-0 lead and pitched a no-hitter through 6 2/3 innings. After coming back on the field in the seventh, he allowed two runners, was tagged with two earned runs when Carlos Hernandez gave up 3 hits and 2 runs of his own. Seattle added 2 more on Aaron Cox in the top of the ninth to take a 6-5 lead, but the Royals answered in the bottom of the inning. Witt scored on a sacrifice fly by Perez, and as a pinch runner, Samad Taylor scored the winning run on a squeeze bunt by Dyron Blanco. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the wild win.
You know, demoralizing last couple innings, especially when you compound it with the almost no-hitter going into the seventh, and just the different swings of emotions in that game, you know, and for the guys to come right back, Bobby starting out, you know, once he gets on, you feel pretty good, you know, with his ability to make something happen on the bases, but still, that guy, he's got good stuff.
Royals now 39-81. The Mariners fell to 63-55. Game two of the four-game series tonight at 7:10 at Kauffman Stadium. In college football, the AP Top 25 poll was released on Monday. To no surprise, the defending national champion Georgia received 60 of the 63 first-place votes to take the number one spot, followed by Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, and LSU to round out the top five. Texas is the top-ranked team from the Big 12 at 11th, while defending Big 12 champion K-State enters the season at number 16, one spot ahead of TCU at 17, while Oklahoma came in at number 20. Texas Tech right outside of the top 25, while Kansas and Baylor each received votes as well. Finally, in sports, some NFL running backs, well-known free agents, reached deals with new teams on Monday. Former Dallas Cowboy Ezekiel Elliott headed to the Patriots on a one-year deal. He'll pay him a reported $3 million base salary. The $1 million signing bonus could be worth up to $6 million in total with incentives. Also, former Vikings running back Dalvin Cook also headed to the AFC East, signing a one-year deal with the Jets. Cook's deal could be worth up to $8.6 million with New York. For the latest on free agent signings, you can visit NFL.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zanker's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.